What is a very strong part of your body that really keeps you holding? It's the heel. The heel is actually full of dead muscle, but nevertheless, if you've got a great heel, then it enables you to stand. This week's Parsha, Vehaya Ekev Tishmon, deals with the heel. What's it got to do with the heel? We are going to be covering an incredible amount of different mitzvot and understanding and insights that God wants us to know in this week's parasha. The parasha begins by telling us the secret. Everybody's looking and searching for a blessing. V'haya ekev tishmu'un. If you will listen, says God Almighty, to the mitzvot that I'm going to give you, then you will get reward. But we know that in this world, there is no reward. B'hai alma kaleka secha. The real reward is in the next world. So what does it mean that God is actually promising us? And what is this word ekev? Akev, because you listen to these laws. So Rashi notes two layers over here. Akev means the heel, alluding to mitzvot that people might metaphorically tread underfoot as less important. A person says, this isn't an important mitzvah. You know, there are 613 mitzvot, and there are the important ones, maybe honoring our parents, don't kill, don't steal. But there are the less important ones, and these are small. So God tells us that do these less important mitzvot, because really they're not less important. And Hashem promises blessing when we observe even those mitzvot with care. And the second thing is the verse stresses that reward comes because of sustained observance, not just occasional fervor. If we want real reward also in this world, well, says Rashi, we've got to do the things that people push away, and then we're going to get the real reward. But also, we've got to do it on a constant basis, not just once or twice. I had another beautiful idea, V'haya Ekev Tishma'un. You know when the bracha really comes? There are two people, and they're doing the same action. But one is doing it because they are a robot. They're worried God is great. And the other one is doing it out of love. The best bracha comes when a person is doing it not because of their sechel, because they understand, oh, I understand this mitzvah, that's why I'm going to do it, but rather because of our love of God Almighty, that's why we're doing it. If you do the mitzvah because of your love, then that's when you get the big blessing from God Almighty. Because it's just like a relationship. If a person says to his wife, well, it makes sense to that I like you, well, that's not a great relationship. But if a person really loves his wife, and the wife says, can you do this for me? And he doesn't ask, he just gets on with it and goes and does it. Well, that shows that he believes in her and he has a special relationship. And that is the same thing with God Almighty. V'haya ekev tishma'un. Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. With the ekev, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the blessing. The parasha moves on. And Moshe tells the people not to be frightened about conquering the land of Israel. Don't forget they are outside of Israel at this moment. And Moshe reassures the Bnei Israel not to fear the nations, recalling all the miracles that God did in Egypt. We always have to remember Egypt. Why? Because it gives us that extra dose of emunah. God took us out of Egypt. You understand what that means? God himself took us out. He didn't send the American army, the Russian army, this one, that one. Hashem took us out. Hashem has got the power. Just as God miraculously removed Egypt's might, so too he will gradually, and the Torah stresses gradually, clear the land to avoid leaving it desolate and dangerous. This gradual process is going to teach us patience with God's plan, but also going to enable us not to be the land, not to be overtaken by wild animals. Moshe reminds the people of the 40 years in the wilderness where they learned dependence on God. He tells them about the manna, which so that you will know man does not live by bread alone. Quoted in the Gemara in Brachot, this is a reason we recite Birkat HaMazon, acknowledging food as a gift. We have in this week's parasha, Ve'achalta ve'savato ve'rachta, we have the idea also that when we eat, we should be satisfied and we should bless God. One of the mitzvot from the Torah is to do Birkat HaMazon after we eat bread and we are satisfied. We should be blessing God Almighty. Ve'achalta ve'savato ve'rachta. And there are four incredible blessings that we say in the Birkat HaMazon. The first was made by Moshe, Hazan et Hakol. The second was by Yehoshua al Haaretz. The third was by King David, Ubnei Yerushalayim, and the fourth Hatov HaMeitiv was later on by the people that passed away in Beitar. They were eventually able to come back and to bury them after the Romans decimated the city of Beitar and left the dead for many years. There was a miracle that the dead kept intact and they were able to re-bury them, so to speak, bury the people, and they saw them intact and they were amazed and they said, Hatov HaMeitiv. So we always have to remember that God is in charge of our food. We're told on a similar level, Moshe warns that prosperity in the land might lead to arrogance. Who really is giving us our money? When we come, we got a paycheck, or we make some good money on some stocks, or in the property market, or in the trade. We've done an amazing job. Oh, we hustled it. We did this. We did that. We met this person. It's our genius. We did the PhD. We did the master's. No, says God Almighty. I'm the one who's giving you the wisdom. Who gave you the opportunity is God Almighty. And we have to remember that when we come to the land of Israel and we are strong, we have to remember that God at the end of the day is behind all our success. Yes, we have to put in the effort, but God is there. And the Midrash stresses this as a key spiritual test. Remembering the source of blessing is harder than coping with hardship. Moshe tells them they are entering the land not because of their own merit, but because of the nation's wickedness, and God promised what God promised to the Avot. Two reasons: the nations in the land are wicked, and there is a special promise that God gave to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why we have Eretz Yisrael. Rashi points out to this as an antidote to self-righteousness, a reminder, again, to remain humble. Moshe recounts the sin of the golden calf, the smashing of the tablets, and the 40 days of prayer for forgiveness. And Chazal in Gemara Brachot praise Moshe because of his persistence in prayer as a model for intercession and leadership. Moshe continues to exhort the people, and he tells them, fear God, love him, and serve him with all your heart. What does it mean to serve God with our heart? Bechol levavecha, with all your heart. Says the Gemara in Ta'anit, how do we serve God with our heart? What do? Our heart's inside our body. It means to serve God through prayer. Prayer is the way of the heart. When you say the words to God Almighty, it's not just lip service, it's actually praying, and the heart is having the intent to match the words. And Moshe reminds them that God chose them out of love and demands circumcision of the heart, which means to remove any spiritual barriers that the Bnei Yisrael might have. Unlike Egypt, which relied on irrigation, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, depends on rain from Hashem. Egypt had the river Nile. It was a constant source of blessing. But Israel doesn't have, it's got the Kinneret, but it doesn't have throughout a massive flowing river. And the reason is because God wants to hear our prayers. This dependence keeps Am Yisrael close to God as prayer for rain becomes part of a national life. We're always praying for the Kinneret to rise and to make sure that there's no drought. The parasha finishes with the second paragraph of the Shema, the Vehaya im Shamo Tishmu. It's an incredible parasha. The first parasha of the Shema, Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohim Adonai Echad, was in Parashat Vayetchanan, and that talks about receiving God's yoke, understanding that God is over us and He is watching us, and we accept Him as King of Kings and the Master of Masters. The second paragraph deals with reward and punishment of the mitzvot. If we keep the mitzvot, we will get reward. If we keep God's command, we get reward. But if we don't, God forbid, then there is consequences for neglect. And the Torah continues and mentions the mitzvot, seemingly again, of tefillin and mezuzah. Tefillin are worn on the left hand of a right-handed person, yadacha, on the weak hand, and we face the tefillin on the hand towards our heart, because the heart is towards the left side. Inside the tefillin, there are four different parchments of in the hand tefillin. There is actually one parchment, but four different paragraphs, and they are all relating to the tefillin. And inside the head, we put the head just between the eyes, but on the top where the hair starts to grow, and that is relating to our brain. Our wisdom is dedicated to God Almighty, and inside there you have four separate paragraphs of exactly the same thing as what's written in the Tefillin Shel Yad, but this time in the Tefillin Shel Rosh in four separate. And we learned that small mitzvot, what have we learned today? The small mitzvot matter greatly. God cares about the small mitzvot, and let's do them out of love. Spiritual danger in success. Wealth can be a greater test than poverty. People think, I want to become wealthy, but sometimes it's a greater test because we attain that wealth to ourselves. We should attain the wealth to God and understand that God has blessed us with money, and it's in order to do, it's not to store and to hold until a person passes away after 120. It's to share with others, to share with the family, it's to share with yourself, but more importantly, to share with the community, to build spiritual things in the community, synagogues, Torah learning centers, to provide for the poor, etc. We learned about prayer and humility. Moshe's intercession is a model. Dependence on God Almighty, because Eretz Yisrael needs the rain. And love is the core of the mitzvah of observance, not only fear. Bezat Hashem, with that in mind, we have an incredible summary of this week's Parsha. Have a great Shabbat.